You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, bit of bed music means we have a guest in the studio. Kia ora Lucas, aka Pickle Darling. How are you?
I'm good. That I have this lovely coffee that BFM made for me.
Thank you to Zoe, who is very good at the old coffees in the corner there.
Good.
Lucas, it's really nice to have you in the studio because we've only ever spoken over the phone or the magic of the internet because you're normally based down in Christchurch, but you're up in Tamaki Makaurau because you're playing some shows. You played one last night, an all-ages show at Flying Out. How was that?
That was cool. That was fun. Weren't many people there, but hopefully that means everyone's coming tonight.
Oh, definitely.
To the Wine Cellar show.
Everyone's saving themselves up for the big one tonight. And this is all in celebration of your lovely album, Cosmonaut, which has been out in the world for almost 2 months now, is that right? Or
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, maybe more than that.
A wee while.
Did it come out? Yeah.
What I love about your music is it has a kind of gorgeous specificity to it. A lot of your songs are really particular to a time and a place or a feeling that you've experienced, and you are really good at putting it into words. There's something about that kind of specificity which makes it feel quite universal, that old sort of thing of, you know, the more specific you get, the more people can actually relate to it. It's a lovely record in that sense because it also has a kind of timeless quality to it, because you can listen to it and it's got all those feelings tied in that, you know, lots of people will be able to relate to. How do you feel having it out in the world now? Does it feel kind of nice to hear how people are responding to this record?
Yeah, it's definitely like validating. Everyone's been real nice about it, and it's done a lot better than I was expecting, I guess. I think it's like now I can finally hear it as like an album and separate myself out from it and kind of enjoy it now.
That
is cool.
That must be a nice feeling, because when you're in that world of writing and building that record, it must be quite a different process. You have toured it now for a few shows. You've done your South Island leg, is that right?
Yeah.
The tour already. And how has it been playing that to a crowd? Because that must be a pretty special experience as well.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I think like my music, like people that like my music are usually like introverted people that don't want to go out. So like when people are at the gigs, it feels like a really nice, like mellow audience.
Yeah.
And everyone's happy to be there. Which
yeah,
is cool.
Yeah. A lovely community of bedroom people. And you have one of those records that has translated well across the world, because there is a big international community of people who like to listen to this music in their headphones in their bedroom and share it with each other online. How has that international response been? Because there is a really strong and lovely community that seems to be around, you know, Z Tapes, which is one of the labels that supports your music. You know, that seems like a really nice space to be releasing music into. How's that international response been?
It's been really good so far. I think because of Z Tapes and because of the Bandcamp following, I'm kind of associated with a bunch of like bedroom pop acts that are based overseas. So it's like having like Stereogum or Bandcamp album of the day or whatever, like those features I think come from that.
Yeah.
It's been really good. Yeah, everyone's been like, that feels like my music scene, I guess.
Yeah. It must be quite a funny thing then, after the kind of year we've all had of being a lot online, then to be moving into a live performance space. How have you found translating these tracks which you've written and worked on in your own time and in your own space into a live performance? Because you play with quite a big band, well, not normally by yourself.
Yeah, it's definitely like a challenge, but it's a real fun, like it's fun problem solving to try and translate this thing where it's like I make it in my room with no restrictions and I can put as many layers on as I want, but then it's just three of us live, but we've all got like, everyone's got like two or three instruments each, so it's a it's fun problem solving.
Who do you play with? Who's in your band?
My friend Serena, who has a project called Mousy. She plays synth and glockenspiel and sings, usually at the same time.
Awesome.
She's also just finished a new album. If you're important, you should ask her to hear it.
Excellent.
And my friend Cam Finlay, who is also he mostly plays the drums, but he doesn't play drums in my band. He plays like every instrument apart from the drums. He uses the drum machine. He does like shaker, tambourine, synth. What else? At one point he played trumpet. He plays guitar in the band. Yeah, he does everything.
It is kind of an amazing record in the sense that you have a lot of these different elements and these different parts to it. It must have been quite a jigsaw puzzle to be like, how do we make this happen live? But it sounds like you've got a very good crew helping you out there. And you've had some really beautiful music videos, which we've been really enjoying. I'm thinking of your Lift Off, Achieve Lift video, which sort of has an astronaut climbing into a kind of Susie's World vibes wooden rocket ship and blasting off into animated space. How was that process of kind of like visualizing your record for you?
I guess I always had the science fiction stuff and the space stuff, like those ideas were in the album pretty early on. Yeah, it just made sense to like, and I think because my the Susie Cato vibe is just like naturally, I think it's like, if you can't really do Blade Runner, you know, you can't a big budget song, so it makes sense to go for that. The video was done by my friends Corinne and Keria. They probably come here a lot.
They hang out up here every now and then, yeah.
Yeah, no, awesome to work with. Like, we spent a lot of time throwing ideas around online, and then I came up, and I was here for like 2 or 3 days. So it's like, let's use this time.
That's
so
pretty awesome. Hectic,
but yeah. That's cool. They built a rocket. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. If you haven't gone to see the video yet, you should go and check it out because it is lovely. And it does kind of like, I think, capture the vibe of that track and actually a lot of the record really well, because it has got this wonderful, like hopeful, whimsical kind of big feelings vibe. But also, as you mentioned, that kind of spacey, science fiction element as well, which I think kind of underpins all those big feelings too. I think we should have a listen to a song, because you have brought in your guitar today. I'm very excited to have a listen to this. And then afterwards we'll tell people where to go to get tickets and all that jazz. What track are you going to play for us, Lucas?
I'm going to play a song called Everything is Flammable, which is the last track on the album.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Take it away whenever you're ready.
Okay, we'll see how my morning voice goes. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I had a bag of stale soft chips for lunch today. Took one between my finger and my thumb to see how much it could bend before it breaks. I haven't seen my mum since about last Monday. I've been isolating myself, then I saw Mousy play. She's gonna be famous one day. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. You and I are children, and we just need a place to call a home, people to call a family. You
just need a slightly warmer house and blankets that can reach our feet. You and I are children, and we just need the strength to make a meal, something healthier to eat. You and I are children, and we just want a job that pays us well and friendships that we want to keep. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up. I'm awake now, but I can't quite get up.
Lucas, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for playing that for
us. Sorry about my morning voice.
Oh, no, it sounded gorgeous. It was really lovely.
You.
Everything is Flammable from the wonderful new album Cosmonaut by Pickle Darling. Played live in the studio. That was such a treat. And you can see it live tonight at the Wine Cellar.
Tickets are almost sold out, by the way.
Oh, so be quick then.
Under
the Radar is the place to go for that. It is an absolute steal at $20 and a booking fee, so make sure you grab one as we speak, because they'll probably just disappear for the rest of the day, I reckon. Have a lovely show tonight, Lucas, and thank you so much for coming in to speak with us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.